This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yankees 10, A's 2. Yankees start their West Coast ring in magnificent fashion. You couldn't have asked for much more tonight. Up and down the order, and Will Warren showed out the best start of his young career. And the Yankees tonight jumped out offensively, started the game. Trent Grisham led off the game with a walk, and Aaron Judge had a booming double to left field. But A's starter, Oswaldo Bidoe, he buckled down. He got Ben Rice to fly to left. Next batter, Paul Goldschmidt, grounded back to the pitcher, Bidoe. And then he struck out Jason Dominguez, Bidoe did, to end the inning. Will Warren, on the other hand, made quick work of the A's, just 7 pitches in the first inning, 6 strikes. And in the top of the second, Yankees again had runners at second and third, and again would strand 2. So still scoreless, entering the bottom of the second inning, Yankees searching for that breakthrough moment. And Warren was sharp early. He struck out Shea Langeliers and J.J. Pladé. That brought up former Yankee Miguel Andujar and sets up our defensive play of the game. 1-1 pitch. Cued. Goldschmidt diving play to his left, gets to his feet, runs to the bag, and gets Andujar. Another 5-star play for Paul Goldschmidt. He's been so smooth over there. 6 up, 6 down for Will Warren. And the defensive play of the game brought to you by J.P. McHale Pest Management, the official pest control of the New York Yankees. J.P. McHale, not just good, guaranteed. Goldschmidt continues to shine offensively, defensively, always so sturdy over there at first. Moving to the top of the third. Bidoe retired the first two batters. Aaron Judge and Ben Rice both struck out swinging. Paul Goldschmidt, though, after making the dazzling defensive play to end the second, we talked defense, offense, Goldschmidt, both sides of the ball. Well, let's go with the offense here. Goldschmidt drives it into center field, chases Bladé back, on the track, at the wall. This ball is gone! Paul Goldschmidt, dead central in Sacramento, and the Yankees have an early 1-0 lead. That's our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune to our flagship station, WFAN. Tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game. And you'll have a chance to win 4 Yankees tickets courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Impressive shot. Paul Goldschmidt on a 2-strike pitch, just guiding it. A shot to straightaway center field. And the very next batter, a hero tonight, Jason Dominguez. 1-0 Yankee lead, 0-1 on Dominguez, who drives it into right center field, got some carry, back near the bullpen wall, and goodbye, Jason Dominguez. Yankees go back-to-back, and they got an early 2-0 lead. And the Yankees took that quick 2-0 lead with power. Goldschmidt, Dominguez, both with those weren't, excuse me, or cheap home runs, let's put it that way. Those were majestic blast setter and right center. Will Warren continued to deal with that 2-0 lead. That was enough for him tonight. 9 up, 9 down. He struck out Nick Kurtz to end the third inning. And Bidoe for the A's retired the Yankees in order in the top of the fourth, and the score stayed 2-0 Yankees. Bottom of the fourth, though, first time Warren found himself in a little bit of trouble. Tyler Soderstrom, the big lefty hitter, worked a one-out walk. That was the first base runner to reach off Warren. And the next batter after that, Brent Rooker singled. So runners at first and second, one away. Warren then struck out Shea Langeliers looking, and he was searching to get out of a jam here. J.J. Pladé stepped in. 0-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Pladé slams the bat. It's been that type of night for the A's against Will Warren, who is dominating. 6 strikeouts, he strands 2 in the fourth. And a big pitch by Warren there. Preserved the 2-0 lead, and that would matter as the game moved along because the Yankees methodically would bust out more offensively. Top five, Trent Grisham worked a leadoff walk to begin the inning. Aaron Judge flew out. Ben Rice then singled, though. There were runners at first and second for Paul Goldschmidt. This set up a very interesting sequence. Thankfully, this didn't end up mattering later. 0-1. Goldschmidt slams it. Left center field. Over Blade to center fielder. Dives, sprawls, and makes an incredible catch. Or did he trap it? Grisham's all the way to the plate. Throw comes into short. They throw behind the second, and it's a double play. For now, the umpires come together. They'll confer. If Blade made the catch, it's a double play. If not, Paul Goldschmidt might have had an RBI single.
After crew consultation, we determined that the ball was not caught in the outfield. To no catch. We will place the runners at first, second, and third. New York is challenging the placement of runners. Since the play was overturned on the field, the placement of runners is non-reviewable. The runners will be placed at first, second, and third. New York will retain their challenge.
Yeah, Grisham read that ball really well. It looked like it was just a few feet from home. He's got it back to the infield, and both sides made sure they took care of their business. Grisham got home. A's looked to complete the double play. But since the call was made, the position of the runners couldn't be challenged, even though the initial umpire announcement to the crowd was, hey, look, we're going to look at this. Aaron Boone wanted them to look at this, but the runners are placed. You can't challenge that. You can't ask for that to be overturned. So the Yankees couldn't even argue, even though Aaron Boone was very perplexed by the situation. And Paul Goldschmidt clearly should have had an RBI single. Once the runner's placed, you can't argue the call. And thankfully, this didn't end up mattering later in the game because Jason Dominguez was the next batter up. It wouldn't matter in the moment anyway because those plays can matter later. If you take care of it and get the run home, won't matter. You take advantage. And Grisham knocked Grisham home with a sacrifice fly, extended the Yankee lead to 3-0 anyway. So instead of the RBI to Goldschmidt, the RBI to Dominguez. And then Will Warren, let's flip it back to the pitching side. He settled back in. Stressful fourth inning, but he set down the A's in order in the fifth inning. That type of night. He was cruising. Top six, Yankees still leading 3-0. J.C. Escar led off the inning with a double. And a couple of batters later, Trent Grisham again. 1-2. Grounded softly towards the middle. The second baseman, Urias, ranges right under his glove. Hit a center field, and Grisham comes through again. Ascara's home, and the Yankees have a 4-0 lead on a ball that squeaked through. And 4-0 was more than enough after that Urias misplay, but Grisham, he'll take it. RBI single. Grisham three times on base tonight. Warren came back out for the sixth inning. First time in his career pitching into the sixth inning. Warren worked around a leadoff double by the rookie Nick Kurtz. He struck out Brent Rooker to end the threat. In the seventh, Ben Rice and Paul Goldschmidt both retired quickly. Jason Dominguez stepped in, batting righty for the first time of the night against Hogan Harris. Jason Dominguez swings around to the right side. Switch hitter. Pitch. Breaking ball, lofted into left center field, got some carry near the left center field wall. Wow. Again. Wow. Jason Dominguez has homered from both sides of the plate tonight. Impressive moonshots for Dominguez, and the Yankees have a 5-0 lead. Oh, one of the more impressive feats in baseball, and at 22 years old, no less. Dominguez at that point already having a career type of night. Two homers, three RBIs, homering from both sides of the plate. And Will Warren, 5-0. That was like 15-0 tonight. A 1-2-3 seventh inning. Again, when he hadn't gotten through the sixth in his career, to get through the seventh, into the eighth, so impressive. Seven shutout innings for Will Warren tonight. And in the eighth inning, he would allow that first run. But seven shutout of two-hit ball, at that point, you're just thinking, whoa. Like everything you could ask for. And then some from Will Warren. To the top of the eighth, Yorby Bibas led off the inning with a double, his second hit of the night. With a base open, the A's intentionally walked Aaron Judge. You don't blame him. Ben Rice then hit a double down the left field line. It was completely scorched and drove in Bibas. The Yankees adding insurance to make it a 6-0 lead. Next up, Paul Goldschmidt walked. That loaded the bases for Jason Dominguez, who had already, as we were talking about, homered from each side of the plate. And here's our electrifying drive of the game. 1-2. Dominguez drives it, right center field, way back will it go, and it does, a grand slam, and a three-homer night for Jason Dominguez putting on a clinic. Wow! That's our electrifying drive of the game. It's brought to you by Audi.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's an all-new Bully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local Tri-State Audi dealer. Today, can you have a much better night? I mean, I guess you can, but you really can't. Three homers, seven RBIs, and homering from both sides of the plate. You capped the night with your third home run and a grand slam for your third home run. 22 years old, Jason Dominguez. We are left speechless tonight in Sacramento. Aaron Boone did send out Will Warren for the bottom of the eighth. He retired Lawrence Butler, but then Luis Urias and Nick Kurtz hit back-to-back singles, and that ended a career night for Warren. A's would score a run on a Jacob Wilson RBI single later. Leiter did allow that RBI single, but Mark Leiter Jr. polished off the inning after that with a couple of outs. So the final line for Warren, 7 1/3 of one-run ball on 4 hits, 1 walk, and 7 strikeouts. Will Warren and Jason Dominguez, we're going to go co-players of the game tonight. Is that okay, Matt? Yeah. We're going to go co-players of the game, presented by Collars & Co., makers of the dress collar polo. Visit collarsandco.com. That's your Yankees Rewind. You can catch it on demand on the free Odyssey app. Anytime, Yankees Rewind, right alongside our station-wide Yankees coverage from our flagship WFAN.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.